are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you are concerned because the FDA is warning you of heart risks from having cardiac stress tests. And I talk about having treadmills and stress tests all the time, and you're like, what, Dr. Dahlia, you're trying to kill me? What? And no, we're not trying to kill you, okay? We'll talk about the heart risk from stress tests. It's something we've always known, all right? And it's rare, but it's something we're going to talk about. There's also a Pierce Brosnan gene where people have brown hair, blue eyes, and freckles. Some of you interested in looking like Pierce Brosnan, not going to happen because it's a gene. Although a lot of the young people are like, who's Pierce Brosnan? And we're like, well, 007, who? You're like, okay, forget it. Just forget it. Flu season is here, and flu season has started early. Now, years ago, we would be afflicted with flu, you know, kind of around Thanksgiving time, but it's usually after Thanksgiving when we really see the heavy flu cases. Unfortunately, we're starting to see hospitalizations throughout the country. So we'll talk about that and how to prepare. And then more news on the fat gene, which really kind of bothers me because I'd like to think, you know, we don't really have a gene and we aren't screwed, but we got some more scoop on that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, 50 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed. This happened around noontime, November 22nd, 1963. And the world is observing now the unfortunate anniversary of one of our leaders' deaths. And, you know, some of you had asked about the hospital course and what exactly happened, because as I had told you back in the 60s when, in 1963, that day when they were reporting what was going on, they were telling us that he was getting IV fluids, he was being treated, and they're trying to, you know, they'll give us news on how he's doing, and then all of a sudden they were able to, you know, compose themselves and come up with a statement to the nation and to the world that President Kennedy was shot. Well, there was a surgeon, he was actually a surgical resident that was actually on that fateful day, and you know, he gave us an account of what happened, as well as many other doctors had at the time. But his name was Dr. Red Duke. All right, and he was there at the hospital. He was there when Governor John Connally had been shot and President John F. Kennedy was shot. And he said, just like what we have told you, unfortunately, when JFK entered the hospital, the wound to his head was unlike anything that anybody could survive from. So they knew, he said, as soon as he put his gloves on and went into the room, he knew, unfortunately, that President Kennedy was dead. He says, I looked at the top of his head, and he had just had a horrible injury there. It's the kind of thing from which he cannot survive. Then he was the one that went to work on Governor John Connally. He had a bad wound. I got that stopped up. I got his breathing correctly. And, you know, at the time, they didn't have beepers or pagers, so everything was overhead. So apparently the chairman of the Department of Surgery had paged the staff on the overhead pager. So they probably said, oh, my gosh, everybody get your butts, you know, down here, right, code red or whatever they did. It was, of course, an extremely scary, shocking time. And we're still amazed that there's questions on who did it, how it was done. You know, there was a report that as Lee Harvey Oswald had, I guess, been walking out of the library, you know, from which he shot JFK, or allegedly had shot, you know, I guess there was a passerby and they had asked him something and he helped them. And you know, you're like, well, wait a second. I mean, was he really just eating lunch like he said? And he was just coming out of the building, you know, trying to see what was going on, and then he realized he was going to get framed for it, or did he really do it? I mean, it blows my mind that here we are 50 years later, and we're still hearing the conspiracy theories. You know, I had told you, you know, I was watching the video footage of the live coverage, you know, and they were talking about how it was miraculous that LBJ's car had slowed down. They're not sure why LBJ had slowed down a few seconds before this happened, but thank God it did. God was obviously on LBJ's side because he had slowed down before any of this happened. Well, then you have the conspiracies that, okay, well, maybe LBJ was a part of it. And then I guess an author has just published a book again saying that there were links and ties, etc. And so it kind of makes you wonder, would they even tell us? Okay, I mean, if this wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald, or this was this whole big, I don't want to use the word conspiracy again because it sounded redundant, all right, and it gets traced all the way back to, let's say, LBJ, all right, would they even tell us? Have they known all along? I mean, is that something they're going to let us know about, and are they going to let the world know about? It's kind of embarrassing, okay? I don't think we'll ever know. All I do know is something's just not right, especially when Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald before he could even speak. You know, and I think we've all felt that way, that something just isn't right, but we just don't know what it is. And at this point, 50 years after JFK was assassinated, you know, does it matter? I think people do know. I think it was traceable. And whatever the government does know, they're not spilling the beans. Now, I don't think it's in writing anywhere. Right? I think there was a lot of hush-hush whisper because they didn't want anybody to find it. But if it really wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald, then we're not going to find out about it now. We never will. They're just going to say, look, it was Lee Harvey Oswald. Let's move on. Now, there's many similarities between the John F. Kennedy assassination and the Abraham Lincoln assassination, and very similarities between the two men. And you'll notice, you know, whenever we talk about John F. Kennedy having been shot, we bring up Lincoln, another president that was assassinated, obviously, and the similarities. And when we come back, you know, I remember learning about these in high school, right? What was it where John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln from a theater, and then he ran to a warehouse, yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald shot from a warehouse, it was a library, and then ran to a theater, right? You know, these similarities, I'll just kind of go through a few of them. They're kind of interesting. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. I know, no, be nice. You know, no, Brad did not get in trouble. He did not get in trouble. He actually is covering the show. Nobody, I don't think he's getting punished. I think, you know, maybe my bosses think it's a good thing to work with me. Did you guys ever think that? Maybe somebody got promoted. Everybody always thinks whenever there's a new engineer, somebody must be, you know, I don't know, in detention. Okay, maybe it's because it's a reward. Some people get Christmas bonuses. Some people get to work the Dr. Dahlia Show. You see? All right? So don't always think it's bad. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I think it's good. Everybody that ever works with my show is awesome. So just cut them some slack. Be nice. Be nice to him. Be nice. Now, darn, I don't have the name. Somebody wrote this. This is very interesting. I don't have the name of the person, but somebody's asking me to talk about the two-bullet theory of the JFK shooting. All right. So the one bullet theory, the one shooter theory was Lee Harvey Oswald shot from the sixth floor of the book depository or suppository, whatever that was, on the sixth floor. Many of us have seen the window. If you've ever been to Dallas, you need to do the tour. Okay, it's hard to do that with a dry eye, but you see where the shots were fired, the little window. I mean, it's frightening to think you're sitting in the place where somebody could have shot the president. And the theory was, is the way the shots came, it would have been almost impossible from that angle for both shots. There was one that hit Kennedy in the neck, and then the one that blew off part of his head. And so one of the other theories that's out there was that it could have been a Secret Service agent that fumbled the gun. All right, either he was hungover or he, you know, so that was another, theory. They said when the car stopped suddenly, Agent George Hickey lost his balance and accidentally discharged his weapon, sending a .22 caliber round rocketing into Kennedy's head, and that was the one that killed him. And that it was supposed to be accidental. I mean, I don't know much about that. I mean, what I do know is that there were concerns that the bullet had hit the neck and then it had ricocheted out and then hit the governor in front of him. And so, I mean, what kind of is a little confusing to me is when you look at the forensics and the, you know, ballistics, and you look at the, you know, the trajectory, et cetera, these exit wounds, entrance wounds, it should be pretty easy to figure out. Okay? You should be able to find the entrance, the exit, et cetera. If there is, unfortunately, a blow to part of the skull, et cetera, you could still trace that back. And so the reason why I'm having kind of an issue with all this is why is it taking so long? How did they think it was just one shooter if you have all this other evidence saying it could have been two shooters? Okay, and I'm kind of shocked because usually with assassinations, don't they usually just have one? I mean, unless somebody really wanted to get the job done, unfortunately, maybe they would have two. Now, do I think Lee Harvey Oswald was completely innocent? No, I don't, because remember, he shot dead a cop, right, when they were trying to apprehend him. Obviously something suspicious when he goes, "I'm a patsy." I mean, that's the first thing he said, "I'm a patsy." And then Jack Ruby kills him. So, of course, there's going to be the speculation. But I still think he was a part of something, because for him to use the word patsy, that means it's a shame because nobody could interview him. When somebody says, "I'm a patsy," well, then who else? Who are you a patsy for? And that never came, that never got out of his mouth. I mean, unless he started rambling this off. And, I mean, would they not let him speak? I mean, he must have said something in between the time of him being arrested, because he was known to be screaming, I'm a patsy, to the time that he was being walked on live television, Jack Ruby shoots him, kills him. And we're never going to know. And that's what I think is really frustrating. I mean, the way governments are, we only get maybe 1/1000th the story. And so they, as they're talking about the bullet, and it's unfortunate that we're watching these TV shows of how you see a cartoon, you know, figure of JFK, and they show and it's kind of hard to watch for a lot of us who really like JFK, obviously. But when I'm watching these recreations, you know, of something ricocheting off a cervical spine, et cetera, and the angle at which, you do kind of wonder. I mean, did the bullet hit from another angle? You know, when you watch the footage, you just wonder. It just didn't seem, something just didn't seem right to me. Now, unfortunately, we got to be very careful, because over the past 50 years, people have been coming up with a lot of stories, right, to show similarities between Lincoln and JFK in their political career as well as in their assassination. Like, for example, I believe they were saying that President Lincoln had a secretary whose last name was Kennedy, and Kennedy had a secretary whose last name was Lincoln. I don't know if that's true. I mean, come on. All right, so you got to be careful with some of these. But some very well-known facts is Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy were both elected to Congress, right, in the 46th year of their respective centuries. So Abraham Lincoln was elected in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Then they were both elected to president in the same, again, 100 years apart, Abraham Lincoln, 1860, John F. Kennedy, 1960. Now, again, I mean, not the biggest shock because obviously years are even, right? The electoral years, obviously 4 years apart for presidency. But it's kind of an interesting, you know, fact. Some people count the letters of the names. Kennedy and Lincoln both have seven letters to their names. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Both were very concerned about civil rights. I'm looking at Snopes.com for this list, but I'm sure many of you have heard it. Both wives lost their children while living in the White House. Now, I know that Lincoln lost a child while in the White House. I'm not sure. I don't know why I don't know about Kennedy losing a child. I need to look that up. All right, but I know Lincoln lost a child when he was in the White House. Both were shot in the head. Both were with another, both were with their wives and they were shot in front of their wives. Another, theory I think another similarity was there was another party with them and the other party was injured. Governor Connally with JFK, as well as somebody else was with, Lincoln. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both successors were Johnson. Andrew Johnson succeeded Lincoln, right? Lyndon Johnson succeeded Kennedy. A weird fact, they said, is Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson born 100 years apart. And then what's also a little odd, and I want to reconfirm this, John Wilkes Booth, who shot President Lincoln, Lee Harvey Oswald, who allegedly shot Kennedy, born 100 years apart, 1839, 1939. Just weird. Weird. And then, of course, the one that we've all heard of, Booth ran from a theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a quote-unquote warehouse and was caught in a theater. We've all heard that. And then both Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. And these are just, the kind of creepy, you know. Unfortunately, you know, President Lincoln's career was interesting. There was I read this. One of you sent me something about, what to show people when they're down on how many people who have made it to presidency had many failures. I think, Abraham Lincoln had been fired as his first job as a lawyer. I think he had many unsuccessful political offices. Right? And so, you know, look, and he was still able to become President Lincoln, but then you realize, well, President Lincoln was shot anyway. So, and then, you know, one of you had asked about this whole meant to be idea. All right. You know, if you look back at things that happened before somebody was killed, oh, don't go, or no, maybe we should do this, or, you know, somebody losing elections, right, in politics and still being able to make it to the presidency. One of you had asked me a while back, what's this meant to be type of dimension that's around us? You know, if you fail a couple congressional bids or a couple offices, okay, and then for some reason you make it to presidency, are you going to be shot? I mean, was it never meant to be? You know, should you keep hitting your head against the wall or keep moving forward? And that's kind of an interesting subject. You know, we should probably do a show on that where, you know, how many of you, you know, kept being told something was not meant to be and you just kept persevering and then you realized, thank God, you did it. Yeah, we'll talk about it another time. I got to get some medical news, but creepy nonetheless. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A teenage girl dies of toxic shock syndrome after using a tampon for the first time. This is really, really sad. I don't think a lot of people are really getting the whole tampon hygiene thing. And it's kind of rare to see a toxic shock. And we'll talk about that in a second. But the fact that we have somebody in this day and age, you know, die from a tampon who was left in or possibly captured some bacteria and infected is kind of scary. I know it's kind of gross. A lot of you guys don't want to probably hear about this, but a lot of us have daughters and granddaughters and nieces, and it's an important subject. Apparently, 14-year-old Natasha Scott Falber of Wales followed all the instructions and used the tampon correctly. Unfortunately, left it in too long, And so bacteria can then unfortunately land on it. It's a very, very rare type of process that could happen, but basically Staph aureus, right, decides to grow. It produces toxins and then could put you into toxic shock. I took care of a woman in the ICU who had toxic shock. And it's kind of an embarrassing type of illness. I told her, don't be embarrassed. She got better. I'm like, don't be embarrassed if it happens to all of us. But I get very frustrated watching tampon commercials because they make it act like you could. Wasn't there a commercial? I really rose hell because it was a few years back where they said you could sleep in it. Remember they were advertising you could sleep in the, the tampon overnight? I'm like, no, you can't. No, the last thing you want is that, because then some people will wake up, they'll forget it's in there, go to school, etc. Now, back in the 80s, there was a brand, I think, that was taken off the market. Was it Rely? I think the Rely brand had to be taken off because there was a higher incidence of toxic shock. I grew up in a family where they said no tampons. You know, my mom was like, no, because you'll have sex and then you'll get pregnant. Okay, nothing goes there. You know, so I had to have the big, ugly, stay-free maxi pads. And that stunk because stay-free didn't have wings. All right, I got to tell you know, there's a lot of inventions that are out there that we really don't need. Right? You know, like maybe the pet rock or, I don't know, the foot warmer. But I got to tell you, whoever came up with the maxi pad with wings was brilliant. I mean, I hope that person made millions because they really deserve that. That was brilliant. But anyway, they didn't have those. And so I came from a family who said I was going to get pregnant and knocked up and all that if I used tampons, so they wouldn't buy me any. So I really didn't understand that, you know, because I just, you know, tampon and sex made no sense to me at that time. But it's sad nonetheless. And there's a lot of people out there that forget. And I know they forget because they come to me as a doctor saying, Dahlia, I left something in there. I need you to find it. I can't tell. And they're right. You know, and what do? We take it out. We get some cultures. And we make sure there's no bacteria. If there is bacteria, et cetera, we start them on an antibiotic. And luckily, the antibiotics these days can hopefully still handle that. So just one of those things to, just be on top of. Okay. I know a lot of times when it comes to these types of subjects, you know, people in the family kind of say, you know, I just listened to the Dr. Dahlia show. She'll cover it. No, I'm not going to be covering toxic shock all the time. Okay. I know you all wish I would cover more, you know, tampon and menstrual news, but no, not going to happen. Okay. Hugh Jackman has revealed that he has skin cancer. Now, Hugh Jackman, who is very, very sexy, actually had a little spot on his nose. And he tells fans that his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, convinced him to have the mark on his nose checked out, and it turned out to be basal cell carcinoma. Now, of all the skin cancers, this is an easy one to treat. It's a nicer one. It's not as deadly as squamous cell carcinoma or malignant melanoma. And so if you're going to get a skin cancer, I'd rather it be that, even though I'd rather you never have any of them. So anyway, he revealed to his 231,000 Instagram followers that he suffered from skin cancer, and it was the basal cell. He's got a little baby Band-Aid on his cute nose, and he still looks sexy. He says, boy, was my wife right. I had a basal cell carcinoma. Please don't be foolish like me. Get yourself checked and use sunscreen. Good for him. You know, I think it's important for us to, realize that stars and any of us, you know, can have certain issues. What's kind of tricky about the squamous cell carcinoma or the basal cell carcinoma is because it doesn't look so ominous like a melanoma does. You know, we've talked about melanomas, right? We've talked about the ABCDEs, right? Asymmetry, where it's not very symmetrical. B, abnormal border. C, the colors are off because, again, the melanocytes are chaotic. It's cancerous, the melanocytes, so you're going to have multiple colors. D, the diameter, bigger than a pencil eraser, bigger than a centimeter. And then E, elevation. And we're adding F for fast, if it grows fast, okay? Because quick Q, A, B, C, D, E, Q doesn't work. So F is for fast, if it grows fastly, okay? But a basal cell carcinoma is kind of cute. It's kind of a cute little pink, pearly thing, so people don't think it's cancer. Yet the wives kind of look and go, you know, honey, you got this thing there, and something's just not right. Get those things checked out. simple visit to the dermatologist could work. Now, Pierce Brosnan, another very handsome man, apparently has a gene IRF4, okay, which allows us to be blue-eyed, freckled, and brown-haired, and they're calling it the Pierce Brosnan gene. A study of 2,200 people in Iceland identified a gene variant that is strongly related to the sensitivity of sun, brown hair, blue eyes, and freckles. The reason why this is so important is because I have this. I was born blonde and blue eyes. My blonde hair left. I grew back with brown hair, although now it's starting to gray a little bit. And so I have blue eyes, brown hair, and freckles. I have freckles. And I didn't understand that because I thought if you were a brunette, I'd look like my sister with the olive skin and no freckles. But no, I got freckles. Now, it makes us more sensitive to the sun, so we absorb sunlight. We generate vitamin D3, which is pretty good. We'll have healthier bones, maybe. All right? But it's the gene IRF4. It's a part of an immune system that produces a protein that helps fight off viruses and harmful bacteria. Now, IRF4 acts like a dimmer switch, regulating the amount of melanin in the skin cells. Now, the skin cells are your keratinocytes. These are supposed to, the melanin and the keratinocytes are supposed to, or the keratinocytes, I should say. Yeah, keratinocytes protect us from the UV light. Then we make a freckle to protect yourself. All right. And I guess that's how we look. I guess, who else? Lindsay Lohan? I guess, I thought Lindsay Lohan was a redhead, so that makes no sense to me. Yeah, anyway. All right, so for those of you kind of curious about this, now some of you have asked, now how do we know if we're going to tie in the whole skin cancer and the freckle issue, how do we know when to panic about a new skin lesion and when to go, well, that's just a freckle? Again, remember, your freckles we call macular. Macular is where something's kind of flat. Okay, it doesn't really have an elevation to it. It's very, very flat. You can't even touch it because it's within the skin. It's not something extra on top of it. They're usually small, they're light-colored, and they're usually round. And they just have this innocent look, okay? Now, a lot of us are getting what we call liver spots. I'm getting those. Those really suck, all right? Where all of a sudden you're starting to get these spots on your hands and your arms, and you're like, wait a second. Those could be from regular skin exposure that you're having now, where all of a sudden, boom, you start to get one of these kind of like big freckles. Or it could be from old skin exposure and the skin is changing. I'm still kind of fuzzy on that pathophysiology. But remember, an old sunburn can come back and haunt you later. So if you got, you know, if you turned black after a sunburn on a trip to Florida like I did in high school, and there was a spot that didn't get sunscreened, that's a spot you're going to want to kind of keep an eye on. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the flu. It's hitting and people are being hospitalized. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so looks like flu season is hitting and we're getting reports in various cities of, like, for example, Milwaukee County. There's already 15 flu-related hospitalizations, 25 influenza cases confirmed statewide, and, various reports throughout the country of starting to see flu. Of course, many patients, it doesn't get reported. You know, they're home, they get sick, You know, I mean, if they go to the doctor and then the doctor turns around and contacts the health department, then, okay, well, then great. You know, that'll get reported before a lot of people know it's not. You know, sometimes they could take a look and see how many Tamiflu or Relenza prescriptions were filled. You don't have to always use antivirals to cure the flu, but we're recommending it because we don't want people to die because of the flu. Now, some of you ask, is it too late to get the flu shot? No, it's not too late to get the flu shot. Not at all. Get the flu shot. Okay? Because remember, flu season could go all the way to April even, depending on where you live. So we want to make sure that everybody's protected. Of course, we want you to avoid the flu by, you know, good hand cleaning. We talked about soap and water. Okay? These alcohol-based hand sanitizers that everybody's telling you to use, again, if your hands are dirty and you're putting a couple squirts, okay, you got bacteria that could be hiding underneath the layers. You really got to wash your hands. What I do is I wash my hands with soap and water, then I add the alcohol, right, to, you know, kill anything that's left behind. If you're sick, please stay home. Okay? We don't want you. Okay? You don't want me breathing on you, right, while you're trying to listen to the radio. Don't forget to cover your coughs and sneezes, etc. Try to use your own drinking cups. Okay? If you do have tumblers at the office, like a lot of, like we have these dishes in the back, and, you know, I, maybe bring, you know, have like, I don't know, paper plates, things like that. Okay? I mean, we're all indoors. It's starting to get cold. It's rainy. It's getting snowy. Okay? Don't forget that telephones, faucets, doorknobs, refrigerator door handles, there's so many surfaces that could be carrying the flu that you know, like if you, let's say, share a computer space, like if there's a, I don't know, if you don't have your own workstation and you share a workstation, all right, something like that gets sick. Now, many of you ask, well, when am I contagious and when am I not contagious anymore? You are contagious before you even realize that you're sick. Okay, you get that? Because you get the virus. The virus lands on your nostrils or in your respiratory tree. And then, you know, you still cough, you still breathe, you still spit when you talk. And so you could be emitting the virus back before you even start feeling sick. So what I was taught in school was you're actually contagious 2 days before you come down with your symptoms. So let's say you've been sick for about a week, okay, and your kid isn't sick, and your kid got the flu shot, etc. All right, if you look at those 7 days, add that extra two because you were probably contagious then, that means the kid's been exposed for 9 days. If he hasn't gotten sick, that's kind of a good sign. But that's how I look at it, okay? So you're contagious 2 days before you're even sick, and then, of course, you're contagious while you're sick. Now, what about when you're done? When do we know when you're done? Well, that's tough. I don't think we could say you're completely cleared because think about it, okay? You take an antibiotic, like let's say the Z-Pak. And when the Z-Pak, when Pfizer came out with the Z-Pak years ago, they go, look, it's 5 days, but it works for 10. And I'm like, really? They're like, yeah. And the Z-Pak works. We're like, yay, that's great. But for a lot of you, after the 5 days, you're like, no, I need back-to-back Z-Packs. I don't want you guys to do back-to-back Z-Packs. We're really getting too much resistance to Z-Pak. Leave the Z-Pak alone for a little while. Maybe treat another way. But there's no way to tell if you're not giving off the bug. Because let's say you take your antibiotic, and this is non-flu, because antibiotics don't work for the flu. But let's say you have a sinus infection or a respiratory infection, a sore throat. So you take the antibiotic, you feel better. Okay, well, you may feel better, but you still may have a certain bacterial load in there. All right? And then let's say you stop the antibiotic or you take the antibiotic halfway, and then a couple days later you get sick again. Well, you could have been contagious those 2 days before you felt sick, you see? So as far as I'm concerned, you're contagious all the time. If you have no idea, like right now, God forbid, we could get sick in 2 days, which means we're contagious right now even if we're feeling fine. So as far as I'm concerned, assume you're contagious. If you assume you're contagious, then you're not going to cough on somebody. You're not going to spit on somebody. All right? I mean, we really shouldn't be kissing our kids all over their nose and mouth and back on their nose and getting their boogers and then kissing their mouth and then, you know, snuggling your nose up into their eye socket or whatever we do, you know, when we snuggle with the little babies and kids, because you're already giving them germs anyway. You know, think about it. When you're healthy, you have a crap load of stuff on your face anyway, right? Now, you want your kids exposed to a variety of flora because that's what gains them an immune system. But just because you're not coughing and sneezing doesn't mean you could drink out of your kids' cups. Now, we do anyway, right? My kids will, like, get a milkshake, and I don't usually drink milkshakes, right? And I'm not going to order myself one, so I see their milkshake, so I grab it and I drink it. I mean, we all do it, okay? They're our kids, okay? We gave birth to them. We're allowed to have their milkshake. But just assume you're always contagious. This way, you don't, you know, beat yourself up for giving somebody a cold, okay? All right, now, just like with sex, assume somebody has an STD at all times. Yeah, but not to die, but happily married for 15 years. Really? Happily? Really? I can't tell you how many happily married couples come to see me, needing to be checked for herpes or syphilis or hepatitis or whatever, because somebody cheated. All right? And they were lucky enough to find out that they were cheated on. Now, I'm not saying all married couples cheat. By no means, but I do not assume that anybody is STD-free, HIV-free, none of that, which is why I think it's absolutely ridiculous for there to be a ban on homosexuals giving blood, right, because for fear of HIV, because as far as I'm concerned, anybody, homosexual, heterosexual, can have HIV. You have HIV until proven otherwise. All right, that's just the way we look at infectious disease. Right? It's just one of those things. Now, okay, what's the difference between flu and, let's say, cold? Some people are like, well, I have a cold, but how do I know this isn't the flu? Okay, well, usually colds, you're not going to have a huge fever. Flu, you'll have a fever, and it'll come on fast. Body aches. Colds, sometimes you could get achy. You could get these myalgias, but usually with flu, the aches are one of the things that you complain about most, okay? You don't really seem to get chills, okay, and sitting there kind of freaking out in a blanket going, I can't get my body temperature right, but you'll see that with the flu. A lot of times with a cold, you'll be a little tired, but with the flu, you're down for the count. Colds also, and there's a great table to look at the differences, health.syr.edu. Colds, the symptoms appear gradually, whereas flu, I mean, damn, you wake up and you're like, wait a second, I was fine before I went to bed. Now, your flu, though, when it comes to cough, a lot of times you really don't have a thick, productive cough. It's more dry. Cold, it'll be a little bit more purulent, okay? And when you have a cold, that's when you have a lot more sneezing, stuffy nose, sore throat. That's more cold. Flu, it's more of the achy, the fever, et cetera, the quickness. You know, you can also have chest pain with the flu. You know, what's really difficult is during wintertime, we see a lot more heart issues and heart disease. All right? But people come in with the flu, go, no, I'm achy because it's a flu. If you're having chest pain, get the heart checked. The other thing, too, is sometimes with common cold, your head will be stuffy. But an actual full-blown headache, we may see more with flu. Okay? All right, we're coming up on the end of this show. Stay on board for another hour, a couple hours. We've got a lot more to talk about. But remember, fluids, hydrate, good sleep, good nutrition. All right? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.